One of the major differences between the Old and the New Testament portions of the Bible is the language that they were translated from. The Old Testament portion was written in and translated from the Hebrew language. History records it being translated from the Hebrew language to the Greek language approximately 300 years before the birth of the Messiah. This is one of the factors that keeps the skeptics from asserting the prophecies concerning the Messiah contained in it were written after his birth and inserted at a later date to falsely authenticate his identity. The New Testament portion of the Bible was written in and translated from the Greek language. Some of the words in the translation from Greek to English are actually forms of the Greek word itself. One of these words is the word baptism. It is derived from the Greek word bapto or baptismo. The forms of it that occur in the English language translation of the New Testament are baptism, baptisms, baptist, baptists, baptize, baptized, baptizest, baptizeth, and baptizing. The Greek word bapto or baptismo literally translates to the English word whelm. The dictionary definition of the word whelm is to completely cover with and submerge in water. The first baptism recorded can be found in all four of the Gospels. These are eyewitness accounts of the baptism of John, who was also called John the Baptist. And in the book of Mark, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, the beginning of the Gospel of Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messenger before your face, which shall prepare your way before you. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And there went out to him all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. Before the appearance of the Messiah, it had been prophesied that a messenger would be sent to prepare the way before him. That messenger was John, who was called John the Baptist. He preached to the people that they were to believe on him who was to come, repent, confess their sins, and be baptized for the remission of their sins, in preparation for the Messiah, who would baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And in the book of John, chapter 1, verses 28 to 34, these things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John saw Jesus coming to him and said, behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said to me, upon whom you shall see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And I saw him bear record that this is the Son of God. John was told by God to baptize those who believed, repented, and confessed in water. God gave John the authority to teach and baptize in this manner. God also told John that his Holy Spirit would descend and remain on the man who was his Messiah when John baptized him in water. John did not know that Jesus was the Messiah until he saw the Holy Spirit descend from heaven and abide on him. This identified and substantiated to John and the people of Israel that Jesus was the Son of God and also the one who would baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And in Luke, the book of Luke, chapter 7, verses 26 to 30. But what went you out for to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and much more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before your face, which shall prepare your way before you. For I say to you, Among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God, being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. In this record of the teachings of Jesus the Messiah, John the Baptist is now in prison. John teaches the multitude of people that John was indeed the messenger that was prophesied to prepare the way of the Messiah. It is also evident here that Jesus taught them to repent, confess, and be baptized in water, as the record states that the people and the publicans justified God by being baptized with the baptism of John. Although there were some that heard his teaching and rejected the counsel of God by not being baptized. And in the book of Luke, chapter 20, verses 1 through 8, and it came to pass that on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, the chief priests and scribes came upon him with the elders and spoke to him, saying, "Tell us, by what authority do you these things, or who is he that gave you this authority?" And he answered and said to them, "I will ask you one thing and answer me. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men?" And they reasoned within themselves, saying, "If we shall say from heaven, he will say, why then believed you him not? But, and if we say of men, all the people will stone us, for they be persuaded that John was a prophet." And they answered that they could not tell from where it was. And Jesus said to them, "Neither tell you I by what authority I do these things." God, not John the Baptist, created baptism. It came from heaven. As John stated to the people, he was told by God to baptize in water. The word baptism means they were being submerged in the water. God also told John to teach the gospel, to teach the people to repent and confess before being submerged into the water for the remission of sins. If another form or another method of baptism had been used, it would not be what God told to John the Baptist. It would be from men. And in the book of Mark, chapter 7, verses 6 and 7, he answered and said to them, "Well has Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men.'" The Messiah Jesus taught it is vain to worship according to the commandments taught by the doctrines of men. There are literally millions and millions of people in today's world that do just exactly that. One of the doctrines of men in regards to baptism teaches being submerged in water is not necessary. This doctrine teaches water can be sprinkled, poured, or washed over the head of the individual being baptized. Another doctrine teaches to baptize infants. God said before a person was baptized, they must believe, repent, and confess. It is not possible for an infant to believe, repent, and confess before they are baptized, and God did not authorize baptism by proxy. Other doctrines of men teach that baptism is not for the forgiveness of sin. They teach to repent, believe in Jesus, and receive or accept him into your heart for the remission or forgiveness of sin. They teach baptism is a sign or symbol that declares to the world conversion to Jesus and is done after an individual has been forgiven and saved. These are the commandments taught by the doctrines of devils and men. Jesus Messiah taught keeping commandments that are doctrines of devil and men is a fruitless and will not yield the desired outcome. And in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, 'All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Go you, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. After Jesus was resurrected, he was crowned by God and given all power in the kingdom of heaven and in the earth. He sent his apostles to teach all nations to be baptized and to observe all the commandments that God had given him to teach to mankind. Jesus the Messiah did not send his apostles to baptize those that already had been saved. This baptism would be a water baptism in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit that would set it apart from the water baptism of John. In part two of the doctrines of baptism, more of what Jesus the Messiah revealed will be provided. Please take the time to read it and examine his words.